Hey there, friends. It's Harley. I am supposed to be asleep as of about an hour and a half ago, but then I crawled in bed and I looked at my phone and it was on and the internet was working, so I went on the internet and then I've kind of been there. I've been there ever since. So, yeah. I was laying in bed, as I am now, and I was thinking about a recording that I really want to do. Talking about, I wouldn't say it's a fantasy, but something that I think about fondly, and if for some magical reason it would happen, I would not mind it at all. So, I guess, I don't know. I can't really talk about it, but not talk about it, and then not tell you, because that would just be cruel and teasing and stuff. So right now I'm in a very, very affectionate, physically affectionate is what I call it. I get very physically affectionate when I'm not sober. I am sober right now, sadly. But I am in a very, very physically affectionate, submissive mood. And I guess right now, the thinking fondly idea that I had is to just be owned, I suppose you would say. And there's a script over in MSA, if I remember correctly, it's called My Pet, and there's a few performers, I think almost all the performers except for one or two have done it, and it just, almost like that, almost where I am myself, and it's like I'm completely naked. I don't really care if I'm naked or not, and in it, like, the person that is being talked about, the pet, is naked and is on all fours, and they treat her like a dog, effectively. And in my little fond thought, it's not necessarily treated like a dog as so much as being taken care of. I think sometimes I would feel like I would want to be standing, bipedal or whatever they call it, and in clothes, and other times maybe mostly no clothes, and just doing things, and then other times I'd just want to be in, like, a nightgown, but I'd want to stay on the floor, or, like, curl up at your feet, or, I guess, just make noises, not talk, just express myself through sounds, which, I guess that's talking, noises, I suppose, like a dog or a cat. Oh my gosh, if I could purr, I would pay a lot of money to that would be amazing. Anyways, it just sounds so nice, and the idea of being taken care of being able to effectively just love and care unconditionally, as would a dog, I would say cat, but we all know that's not true. It just sounds so appealing, because I don't, I don't like making decisions. I don't like choosing things very often. Sometimes I do, but not very much so. And to be owned, to be a pet, to be, in certain situations, dominated and shown who's boss. It just sounds right. It feels right. And I'm sure in actuality I'd get sick of it and the master person would do something and I'd get pissed off and like growl and whatever. I'd have to get beat or put in the corner. I don't know. It wouldn't last, but like a week. I think that sounds nice. Yeah. Collar, leash, not so big on the kennel. I'd much rather be near you, and not contained. I mean, unless I was bad. The bad kind of bad, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I think that sounds like a fun, fun's not really the word for it. A nice thought, to express myself in a way that I've never really gotten to express myself. I have some animalistic tendencies where I just, some things that I do that I think would work. I don't know. So, yeah. It sounds nice. And snuggle. Oh my gosh, snuggling. If I could just snuggle. If I could be snuggled right now. Spooned, whatever. Or just touched. Just touched. Not even sex. I'm sure it would turn into sexiness. But just touched. That would be very nice, and I would like that a lot. So, alright, well, I guess I'm gonna try and go to sleep, like, disappointed, which is a really sad way to go to sleep, but it happens. Anyways, I hope you folks have a very nice night, and in actuality, you're not gonna hear this until later, but regardless, good night.